This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Later this week in New York City, the winners of the 2014 American Made Awards will be announced. The winners will be people who make things, real things, everything from quilts to cookies to clothes, ideas that often become the seeds of successful small businesses. The awards are the brainchild of Martha Stewart, who knows a thing or two about starting up a business and really, in point of fact, helped create the entire lifestyle industry while she was at it. Martha Stewart, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We live in an age where high-tech companies make bajillions of dollars. High-tech entrepreneurs make the same amount of money, bajillions of dollars. And yet you are focusing on what has come to be called the maker culture, the craft culture in this country. How come?
Well, because I think that there are many, many, many more makers than there are technologists who come up with that once-in-a-lifetime idea like Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs or Bill Gates. Those are rare occasions. But there are many, 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 many more people trying to do what satisfies them and actually satisfies a need and a want in the American public.
You see a value then beyond just economic in this getting back to basics thing?
Oh, I see a big value. I see a big value in the fact that we're bringing manufacturing, albeit small to start, back to American shores.
What do you think, though, about the other end of the lifestyle spectrum? And I'm talking here about, you know, Blake Lively and Gwyneth Paltrow with Goop and all that. I mean, everybody's getting into it now.
Well, I don't think everybody's getting into it, but I think that—
Well, when you've got a website called Goop, I think everybody's in.
Oh. I don't know what Goop means, actually.
Me neither, but—
Gwyneth has been a tremendously successful Oscar-winning actress. She is beautiful. She loves food. She has a family. She is she's interested in the home and the surroundings of the home. And she wants to have some sort of business that deals with all of those things, just as I did 25 years ago when I started the magazine. I didn't know I wanted a lifestyle business, mm-hmm. and I didn't know it was going to be called the lifestyle category at the time.
You know, that's so interesting because you've always struck me as a really intentional person. And I'm sorry to jump in here, but really, my guess is that when you came out with that first book, Entertaining, in 1982, you were like, here's where it's going to go, and I'm going to build this empire, and we're going to do A, B, C, and D. Ready, begin.
It didn't happen quite as clearly as that. It was much more clear to me when I started the magazine, which was about, let me see, 1990. So 9 years after I wrote my first book, Entertaining, and I wrote like 9 books after that before I started the magazine. The magazine made it much clearer to me that there was a void in the marketplace. And so we started to do it. And then I noticed that it was also a very synergistic business, a business that could involve television, books, internet. All of that could be brought into this lifestyle business.
Right. And it is very crowded now in part because of you, right? I'm just going to read off a list of stuff that you're doing. And I should say, before we actually started recording this interview, you were on your own radio show taking call-ins. I mean, you've got right? I mean, you've got Martha Stewart Living, Martha Stewart Weddings, MarthaStewart.com, Martha Stewart's Cooking School on PBS, Martha Live. I mean, it's a lot of what's out there lifestyle-wise is
Martha Stewart Collection at Macy's.
Well, let's not miss anything, right?
Stewart at Home Depot. Martha Stewart at PetSmart.
Okay, you know,
we have thousands of products. And
so you see my point.
Yes, this is a lifestyle business. It is. And I think you can fairly say I spawned or laid an egg that has turned into a lifestyle industry. And because I've built it into a billion-dollar business, why not, as a Gwyneth or a Blake or many, many other talented younger people want to do the same thing?
Do you worry at all that partly as a result, we are as a society buying part of our identity, part of our lifestyle?
Buying part of our lifestyle.
Yeah. We can go to the store and we can buy what you recommend or what—
Well, there are two kinds of people. Two kinds of people. There are the dreamers who go and buy, and there are the doers who go and make. And I've always recognized that. So the dreamers are what support our company because they will buy the product that they could make if they wanted to, had time to, or were so inclined to, or they can dream about it and figure out how to make it themselves. And we've made life easier. We've made life certainly nicer. And I think, as Steven Spielberg put it to me, he met me on the street one day and he said, I just want you to know
that. Oh, come on. He stopped you on the street?
He did. He's actually lives across the street from me.
Well, there you go. Okay.
So I bump into them sometimes. But he said to me, Martha, he said, I just want you to know that what I think. I think that you have elevated the job of the homemaker from something that we all thought of was kind of drudgery to something much more of an art form. Huh. That was, to me, the highest compliment that anybody has paid me, because it is. It should be. You should feel good about making your home nicer for your family and your friends. You should feel great about cooking a good dinner, creating a beautiful birthday party. It's all part of life.
There is a question to be asked here about you and the company and the brand that is you. And it has to do with your conviction for filing false statements in an insider trading case about 10 years ago. You went to prison. You were barred from a role in your company for 5 years. You have since obviously returned. The question is...
Oh, only barred from an executive...
An executive role in the company. Yes. That is true. And you have returned now as non-executive chairman or chairwoman, I suppose. The question is, what does it feel like for a person and a company who is so wrapped up in each other? What does it feel like for you to have that taken away?
Well, it was never really taken away. It was delayed for a period of time. So it was never – you can't really separate the person from the brand. But what I'm hoping, and I think we're succeeding in, is that we've made a brand much, much, much bigger and more important than the person. And that the person, me, is guiding the brand until the next person can guide the brand. Just like the great companies, the Estee Lauders of the world, the Macy's. There used to be an R.H. Macy. Guess what? Uh-huh. He's not here anymore. But boy, look at that company. Much, much bigger than he ever thought. Same thing with Sam Walton. That's what I would like to have as a heritage, and certainly I'm trying to build a company that is respected, desirable, happy, and productive. And that's really what I'm looking for, and I think we're doing it. I mean, we certainly make a lot of people happy and around their home. That's why my company is called Living, because it's all about what we do every day.
I think all I need to say here by way of identification is Martha Stewart. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.